Resources Committee to order. Let the record reflect it is 3:30 p.m. on Monday, April 8th, 2019. Present are Vice Chair Coghill, Senator Giesel, Senator Bishop, Senator Reinbold, Senator Keel, Senator Kawasaki, and myself, Chairman Birch. As a reminder, please silence your cell phones. We do have one item on today's agenda. That would be SB 51, National Resource Water Nomination / Designation. There's some question about whether that was properly moved last week, so would entertain a motion to move the committee substitute 51 version R.
Mr. Chairman, just to make the record straight, I move that we have the CS for Senate Bill 51 Resources version 31-LS-0375R as in railroad as our working document.
Great, thank you. Is there any objection? Seeing none, okay, we'll have that substitute in front of us. I would note that this is the fourth hearing on the bill, and it's my intention today to take amendments and set the bill aside. During the last hearing, requests were made for legal analysis from the Department of Law and Legislative Legal. Committee members should have documents relating to that analysis in their packets. From the Department of Law, I'd like to begin by asking Jennifer Curry from the Department of Law to walk us through her letter dated April 5th. Ms. Curry, are you online?
Yes, I am.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Please put your name and title on the record and proceed with your comments.
My name is Jennifer Curry. I work at the Alaska Department of Law. I wasn't aware I would be giving comments, but I'm more than happy to answer questions if anyone has them.
That's perfect. We've got your memo here. Are there any questions? Seeing none, I think everybody's pretty well-versed. Thank you for being available to the committee and being available this afternoon and for your analysis. Also from Legal Services, we have Emily Naumann available to explain any Legal Services memo questions. That would be a memo dated March 29th. Ms. Naumann, are you online?
Here.
Oh, great. Thank you very much. Are there any questions for Ms. Naumann? Seeing none, that was pretty straightforward. Next, we have the Department of Environmental Conservation online. Members should have documents from the Department of Environmental Conservation relating to their email conversation with EPA about the ability to rescind Tier 3 water designation. The department is online and available if anyone needs to speak or requires any additional information regarding those emails. That's good. Questions have been answered. Thank you very much. Now we move to amendments. At this point, we'll go ahead and take amendments on the bill. I'd like to note that in addition to DEC, Department of Law, and Legal Services, we also have representatives from the Department of Natural Resources and Fish and Game online for questions. With that, we'll begin with amendment number one. I believe it's got an identifier R8 from Senator Giesel. Senator Giesel?
Mr. Chairman, I move amendment number one.
Okay. Objection for purposes of explanation. Senator Giesel, would you like to explain your amendment?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, amendment number one addresses a word on page one, line 11, and that word is the word law. It says regulation, comma, only by law. The amendment would change it to state regulation, comma, only by statute. Mr. Chairman, originally in the committee's discussion, I had suggested that the word by the legislature be substituted. However, you will see on page 3 of Legislative Legal's memo to us, dated March 29th, 2019, page 3, item 3, could changing by law to by the legislature preclude a water body from being designated as an outstanding national resource water by initiative? And the Ms. Naumann comments whether or not it could or not is not really part of the question here, but she states that the use of by the legislature is problematic. It doesn't seem to acknowledge that the governor has veto authority over bills. It also creates ambiguity about whether or not an outstanding national water could be designated by resolution. So her recommendation was to use the word statute, which is more clear And she articulates that further on page 2 of her memo under item 2.
Great.
So.
Thank you very much. Is the objection withheld? Objections withdrawn. Are there any other objections? Seeing none, then that amendment has passed. Next, we will go to amendment number 2 in your package. Senator Giesel.
Mr. Chairman, I move amendment number 2, numbered R10.
Okay. Objection for the purposes of discussion. Senator Giesel.
Amendment number 2 would remove some lines from the bill. Those lines begin, first of all, in the title, page 1, lines 2 through 6, and it deletes the statement relating to the authority of the Department of Environmental Conservation, the Department of Fish and Game, and the Department of Natural Resources to nominate water for designation as outstanding national resource water relating to the management of outstanding national resource water by the Department of Environmental Conservation. So that that phrase, those few lines, would be deleted. In addition, beginning on page 1, line 9, it would delete the small letter A that's in the parentheses. So it removes that numbering. And then it goes on page 1 to remove lines 12 and 13. And then turning the page to page 2 goes all the way down to line 13. So it essentially reduces this bill to 2 sections. And there are no subsections in section 1 because the small a is removed, small b is removed, and so is small c. The rationale here for the removal of these sections is that this language gets into defining the process of designating the waters. And the purpose of the bill was to define the authority for designating the waters. So it simply makes it much more refined and targeted to that subject.
Great. Thank you, Senator Giesel. Any questions? Remove your objection?
I have a question.
Okay. Senator Kawasaki?
Thank you. If we remove, essentially we're removing everything in the bill except for that there's a process in statute. I guess absent that, I'm wondering how the department will understand the intent, or I guess it's more of a question for the department, or how you envision the department implementing this particular statute.
Senator Giesel?
Mr. Chairman, actually the purpose of the bill is to fulfill the EPA's requirement that the state have in place a mechanism to actually declare the waters. So there's nothing here that precludes the Department of Environmental Conservation from receiving nominations. That's already part of the process. It's simply EPA requiring who then would begin to execute the process. That's what the bill would be refined to define. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Other discussion? Senator Cockrell?
This is to Senator Giesel. On page 2, line 11, we have the only by law words there. Would your intent to bring that into the same conformity and put by statute?
I think that actually disappears.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yep. I'm sorry. I was off.
Thank you for clarifying.
Other questions or discussion? Seeing none, do you withdraw your objection, Mr. Kawasaki?
I'll withdraw my objection. I just think it would be better if the legislature were to clarify exactly what we want to do. But I'll remove my objection for now. Thanks. Okay.
Sir?
I'll object.
Okay. Want to speak to your objection?
Just
Senator Keel?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think the difference between a process and an authority is what's key here. And the bill sets an authority, and as we have it without the amendment, sets up a process. These departments get an application from citizens, tribes, whomever, and they
take a look at it, make a recommendation. The authority is still clear. It's with the legislature. With the amendment, it's not clear to me why anybody would ever go to DEC or Fish and Game about this issue. It's kind of odd. They have no expectation of looking into it, making us any recommendation, whether yes or no. And so it ends up coming to the legislature when somebody introduces a bill one way or the other. And so you don't have any established way for agencies, any framework for agencies to go take a look and bring their expertise to the table and make us a recommendation, whether yes or no. So, my complaint with the bill had been that we ought to set the agencies some guidelines, but to take the agencies out entirely, I think, takes us in a different direction. So I'm going to maintain an objection to the amendment.
Okay. Any other discussion? What I would like to say is that it just clarifies that it takes a majority of the legislature to do the designation. I think that's, and it certainly would be incumbent upon the legislature to establish, or if you require additional information or engagement or public comment. Any other commentary? Mr. Secretary, it looks like we have an objection. Would you please call the roll?
Two. Senator Diesel?
Yes.
Yes.
Senator Bishop?
Yes.
Senator Kawasaki?
No.
Senator Keel?
No.
Senator Kahn?
Yes.
Senator Burch?
Yes.
5-8.
And the amendment passes on a 5-2. See, next we have amendment number 3.
Mr. Chairman, I move amendment number 3, numbered R9.
Okay.
See, objection.
Okay. Objections heard for purpose of discussion.
Mr. Chairman, this is uncodified law. It's intent language. And it is essentially calling out the state of Alaska's 10th Amendment right. This is an intent language which pushes back against federal commandeering. Commandeering, I'm going to read a definition for you, Mr. Chairman, as some members may not and members of the public may not have heard of it. Commandeering refers to a federal requirement that state officials enact, administer, or enforce a federal regulatory program. Mr. Chairman, the 10th Amendment is quite clear that there is a separation of powers, and that separation preserved state sovereignty when the 10th Amendment was written. That is what this intent language is calling out, that the state of Alaska continues to question the authority of the federal government to force us into a federal mandated program. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Other questions or comments? Senator Rainbow?
I think this is very important. I think this is setting a good bar, and I'm a huge believer in federalism, states' rights, and I just wanted to thank you, Senator, for bringing this forth.
I'll remove my objection.
Objection has been removed. Any further discussion? Okay, and seeing no objection, Amendment 3 is adopted. Let's see. We have 3 additional amendments from Senator Kawasaki, all of which relate to subsection B of the bill, which was removed by Amendment 2. Senator Kawasaki, do you still wish to offer your amendments?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, no worries. Okay, at this point, unless there are any additional comments or questions, we'll set the bill aside and allow legislative legal to incorporate the amendments into another committee substitute. I would note that the next Resources Committee meeting will be on Wednesday, April 10th, when we'll take up the governor's appointees to the Board of Fisheries. With that, this meeting is adjourned at 3:46 p.m. Thank you.